Let not your heart be troubled. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, we now are in the Easter season, which is glorious and joyful season of the Church. Of course, right now it is taking down a notch, this great Easter celebration of ours, because of the sad news of our dear and of the death of our dear bishop. But always when he was here on earth, our Lord Jesus, he always emphasized and assured the apostles that they do not need to worry. How come he, our Lord Jesus, would have come upon this earth if he had not wanted to take away our worries, to take away our sadness, and after our death, whether it comes sooner or later, would lift us up to his heavenly kingdom, where sorrow and death exist no more. Today's saint, one of the apostles, Saint Philip, he was one of our Lord's first apostles, and our Lord Jesus found him and said, "Follow me." And Saint Philip, he did accordingly. He left everything and started to follow his master Jesus. And Philip was happy to be with Jesus. So happy, in fact, that he wanted to share his happiness with his friend Nathanael. So Philip said to Nathanael, "We have found him of whom Moses and the prophets wrote. He is Jesus of Nazareth." But the friend Nathanael, he was kind of a doubting type, a doubter, and did not take these words in with very much enthusiasm. He asked from his friend Philip, "Can any good come out of Nazareth?" Nazareth was just a little village, not a big city like Jerusalem. So from this person, it sounded not so likely that from such a little tiny village could come a great prophet and savior of their nations. And of course, because he answered in this kind of a downgrading tone, "Well, can anything good come from Nazareth?" he put in the very seeds of a big argument between the two friends. But Saint Philip, he didn't become angry at his friend's answer. He just said, "Come and see." So Nathanael, he went to see Jesus, and after having spoken with him, he too became a zealous follower of the Lord. That's what we are also called to be in life and in death, the zealous follower of our dear Savior, Jesus Christ, not to be preoccupied with the things of the world or worries of the world. World always takes care of itself. As Catholics, we must look after the will of God, and that we do the will of God in our own life, notwithstanding what the world might think or deal according to its own business. The death of our Bishop Dolan, it happened on the feast of Our Lady of Good Counsel, and he so much loved this great feast. And Bishop Dolan, he was like one of those early apostles who has left his family, left his home, and listened and the advice of our Lord to Philip, "Follow me." He had a long career in the service of Catholics in this country and really throughout the whole world, a career which has started in the 1970s and lasted all the way until last Tuesday. even though we knew him as a kind of a jovial grandfather type of figure in the last years, in the 70s when he started, that his faithful called him the boy priest because he was so happy, he was so young, and just his appearance drew people to the faith, drew them to the Mass. He was easy and loving person to follow, and he led his faithful not to so much to think about the great things or trendy things, how it meant to be a kind of a different or go to Latin Mass on their time, but he always wanted to make his faithful the followers of Jesus Christ, who would kept in their mind that they are created for heaven, not for this earth. And our bishop, he worked for our Lord literally until the very last moment. With Father Cecada, we had to his fellow priests and go through a long illness of his, and we were kind of prepared for Father Cecada's death. But Bishop Dolan, he was taken from us all of a sudden, at an instant. Bishop was talking Tuesday morning with Father McKenna, and they were making plans for dinner arrangements of that day. The seminarians whom Bishop Dolan would ordain to the priesthood in 1 week, they would eat on their own in silence, for they were in their ordination retreat. And then Bishop and us priests would eat together after his evening Mass, and then on the following day we would continue our practices for the upcoming joyful celebration of ordination. And after these plans were set, Bishop told the Father, "Well, it's time to finish my retreat talk." And he went to his room, and that was the last time we ever saw him. Bishop, he was working for the church until the very last moment. We have a great and beautiful statue at our St. Gertrude the Great school, which I often point out to our school children, and it shows the child Jesus holding the book in which it is written, "If you love me, follow me." The duty of every Catholic is truly to love Jesus, his Savior. And if you love Jesus, you are also ready to follow him, whether that road of being his follower is an easy and joyful one, or whether it is very sorrowful and difficult one. Our Lord, as he always assured the apostles, will never leave us orphans, and that's why no matter how the day looks like, no matter how gloomy our thoughts might be, our hearts must never be worrisome or troubled. Another saint of today is the apostle Saint James, and we have one of his letters in the sacred scripture where he gives some instruction of how we should conduct our behavior and doings in this world. St. James writes, "Behold now you that say, today or tomorrow we will go into that city, and there we will spend a year, and will traffic and make our gain. Whereas you are ignorant what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is a vapor appearing for a little while, and afterward it shall vanish away. For what you should say, if our Lord will, and if we shall live, we will do this or that." Very good advice for us in the midst of this day when we start our first week here at St. Hugh's, when Bishop Dolan is not our guide or our shepherd anymore. If we shall live, we will do this or that, if our Lord wills it. If it is a will of God, he always grants us strength and also joy to perform his will. And that's why we also have sacraments, especially Holy Sacrament of the Eucharist, to strengthen us so that we are not alone in our struggles, in our sorrows, but always strengthened by He Himself, our Lord and Savior. That's why we have prayer, especially the Holy Rosary, with which we call upon our Mother, our dear counselor and helper, every single day, many, many times. In our lives, our Lord calls us several times in our life, saying, "Follow me." Some people, they do answer his call, but many do not, because they have too much trafficking and gain to do, and no time or will to think about the things of eternity. But keep in mind that when our Lord calls for the very final time, you will go, whether you're ready or not. So our bishop's death, that was a sudden, but it was not an unprepared death. He worked for his faithful. He worked for the church, for his in his very last moment he spent here in this earth. And if only our death would be like that as well. We never know the hour and the moment, but throughout our whole lives we must live so that our death, our own death, even though it might be sudden, it would not be unprepared. So when the final call from God comes to us, it can come at any time. So how does he find you? Are you perhaps driving on your way to the Mass? Or are you maybe driving to some other activity, like sports or entertainments? When the final call comes, are you perhaps watching TV, or are you maybe reading a spiritual book instead? And when you are called for the final time to meet your Maker, do you hold in your hand a smartphone, or do you hold a rosary? We never know, and we will not know, but we can always prepare for our death and prepare well. And how? By being followers of Jesus Christ, not believers only, but followers, workers, and doers. Finally, Bishop Dolan was for us a pastor, a good shepherd, and he was also a father. And as for every child, it is his duty to pray for his father. It is the duty of the child to pray for his father when he is alive, and especially it is his duty when the father is dead. Our parents, they have loved us during this life and taken good care of us, and we must return with gratitude all the help they might need on this earth and pray for them so that they might do the will of God in their lives, so that and that they are always prepared for the good day. So similarly, it is the case with our priests and with our pastors as well. We call priest a father. He is somebody who has dedicated your life to the service of the church and the servers of the faithful. We pray for our clergy, for our bishops and our priests when they are alive and here with us, so that they might get strength from Jesus and Our Lady to serve us well, to serve and spread the faith and serve the faithful as far away and wide as possible. And it is our duty as Catholics, and especially it is our duty to pray for them after they die, because even though they need all our help during their lives here on this earth, especially they need your help after they are gone. So they let the world take care of their own. We belong to Jesus, and we are the children of Mary. And if we love Jesus, and if we follow him, our death, whenever it might occur, will never be an unprepared one. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.